Bosses Brexit. Anthony Bamford, owner of construction machinery firm JCB, is a Tory lord and has donated millions of pounds to the party. Bamford, unusually for a capitalist, was a Brexit supporter, and prior to the referendum sent a letter to all JCB workers encouraging them to vote to leave the EU. JCB employs many agency workers in its factories in the UK. In 2011, the agency workers' regulations were introduced, based on a 2008 EU directive. They included the potential for some improvements in conditions for agency workers. Under these rules, temporary workers are entitled to the same pay and conditions as permanent staff after 12 weeks of continuous employment. But Bamford and many other big employers in the UK used a loophole built into the directive, the Swedish derogation, which excludes the right to equal pay if some other conditions are met. At JCB, many agency workers have been moved from site to site and have effectively worked for JCB for many years without securing permanent contracts. They work alongside full-time permanent workers doing exactly the same work, but can be earning up to £4 an hour less. No doubt JCB will announce another bumper year for profits, partly as a result of this discrimination on pay. It is clear the bosses will only use laws and directives, no matter where they originate, to further exploit workers, while ignoring any that actually benefit workers. The unions have to campaign for full employment rights from day one of employment with no pay discrimination for the same work. A JCB worker,